This one came in from a listener. I got a case report. So thank you very much to PEZ on Instagram. The patient was a 15-year-old girl employed in a local bar.
What?
She was admitted to hospital after a knife fight involving her, her former lover, and a new boyfriend. Mm-hmm. Who exactly stabbed whom was not quite clear, but all three participants in the small war were admitted with knife injuries. The girl had some minor lacerations of the left hand and a single stab wound in the upper abdomen. Under general anesthesia, laparotomy was performed, so they had a look, through an upper midline abdominal incision to reveal two holes in the stomach. These two wounds had resulted from the single stab wound through the abdominal wall.
That's like a double bang for buck.
The two wounds were repaired in two layers. The stomach was noted empty at the time of surgery and no gastric contents were seen in the abdomen. Nevertheless, the abdominal cavity was lavaged. They cleaned it out.
Lavaged?
With normal saline before closure.
Can we say, like, I didn't have a shower, I just lavaged?
You could say that if you want.
Because I'm gonna.
You could.
I'm off to lavage.
Happily, the condition of the patient improved rapidly following routine post-operative care and she was discharged home after 10 days. Precisely 278 days later.
That's the danger day.
The patient was admitted again to hospital with acute intermittent abdominal pain.
Okay. Can I guess?
I'll tell you more about that. Welcome to The Wholesome Show.
I was supposed to do that.
Oh, you're supposed to do it.
Welcome to The Wholesome Show.
The podcast in which two academics take the afternoon off and grab a beer to go down the rabbit hole. Down the rabbit hole of this case report. I'm Will Grant.
I'm Rod Lamberts.
All right, I'll keep going. This is, I don't need anything else, just directly from this case report. Because I left her precisely 278 days after her stab wound in the stomach, was admitted again to hospital with acute intermittent abdominal pain.
Am I allowed to guess?
Yeah, give it a guess.
Okay, my guess is things were left in.
No. Yes. Yeah, yes, but.
Not surgical instruments.
Not surgical instruments.
Pint glass. Money. A duck.
Abdominal examination revealed a term pregnancy. The uterus was contracting regularly and the fetal heart was heard. Inspection of the vulva showed, and I'm going to add a however here, no vagina. Only a shallow skin dimple was present below the external urethral meatus.
So a crater.
Between the labial minora.
A crater.
Yeah. It's a condition that affects about 1 in 5,000 women.
That many?
Of varying extents.
So like a non-opening.
Yet there are certainly, yes, women with no opening in the vagina.
That can't be good.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like surgical intervention.
Which I will just pause you for a second there. We have a pregnancy.
Hmm. Oh, believe me, I was going to get to that.
With no vagina.
So she's been drinking the semen because that's the other way to do it.
An emergency.
Anal.
An emergency lower segment cesarean section was performed under spinal anesthesia and a live male infant was born. On exploration, through the nearly completely dilated cervix, it was found that the normal uterus ended in a 2 centimeter deep vagina and that the vagina did not exist more distally. So there is a bit of vagina connected to the uterus, but it doesn't connect to the outside.
That's useful.
The uterus, adnexa, and renal tract appeared normal. Routine closure of the uterus and abdomen followed. A large tube drain was left in the uterine cavity.
So they sewed her up and they drained out the gook.
Now, I love this bit. While closing the abdominal wall, curiosity could not be contained any longer.
This is why I could not be a surgeon and be like, oh, hang on a minute, let's have a look at that.
And the patient was interviewed with the help of a sympathetic nursing sister. The whole story did not become completely clear during that day, but with some subsequent inquiries, the whole saga emerged. Mm-hmm. The patient was well aware of the fact that she had no vagina, and she had started oral experiments after disappointing attempts at conventional intercourse.
Oh, not
So she has started
blowjobs.
Yeah. Just before she was stabbed in the abdomen, she had practiced fellatio with her new boyfriend.
Fuck off.
Was caught in the act by her former lover.
No. They created a bespoke vagina.
The fight with knives ensued. She had never had a period and there was no chase of lochia after the cesarean section.
She couldn't have a period.
She had been worried about the increase in her abdominal size but could not believe she was pregnant, although it had crossed her mind more often as her girth increased and as people around her suggested that she was pregnant. She did recall several episodes of lower abdominal pain during the previous year. The young mother, her family, and the likely father adapted themselves rapidly to the new situation, and some cattle changed hands to prove that there were no hard feelings.
You have a cow.
Yeah.
So she basically got banged in a stab hole by accident.
I think what happened. She has a new boyfriend. They're having some oral sex outside the bar. He's completed the job. And Keith comes along and says, "That's my lady." Stab, stab all round. The stabbing appears to have opened enough of a hole
for some between seminal the stomach fluids
and the uterus for the seminal fluids to go in through
internally
to make a baby.
And this is one of what, how many thousand times this has happened before?
A plausible explanation for this pregnancy is that spermatozoa gained access to the reproductive organs via the injured gastrointestinal tract.
Listen to the language.
So that
gained access. Gained, like it has intent and agency.
Well, it does. Sperm does have some agency.
But scientific language is hilarious, though.
So, look, this came a while ago where we're talking about different definitions of sex, and we did find a story of someone becoming pregnant from anal sex.
That's a thing.
This is a story of someone becoming pregnant from oral sex. It does require
From a knife fight.
It required a pretty unique set of circumstances to occur. But there you go.
So there are a bunch of takeaways. If you're going to do oral, maybe at a bar where your recent boyfriend could be around, don't swallow.
Mm-hmm. I think don't have the knife fight might be better.
Yes. And if you're worried about pregnancy as opposed to getting stabbed, and I realize now that the two come closely together if you're not careful, firstly, don't swallow. Ladies, especially 15-year-old ladies, think about that, particularly if you are likely to encounter angry former boyfriends with impaling implements.
So there you go, you lot. Send us in.
Thank you.
What was the handle? Case reports. PEZ.
PEZ.
I got to say, one of the most beautiful scientific papers I've read in a while.
It's delightful. It
like the journey that you go through where she starts, 15-year-old girl employed at the local bar.
And the exchange of cows, I assume it wasn't in England.
It was in Lesotho.
Right.
So where
traditional exchange.
Exchanging cows is a more common thing.
It's a reparation.
After knife fight based oral pregnancies.
You have shamed me, give me a cow.
Good luck to everyone out there.
That's the way to end.